Elliott Lake City councilors are being asked to look after one of their own on Monday night. City SOW Daniel Gagnon is urging council to reimburse Count Ed Pierce for his legal expenses, which piled up after former City Integrity Commissioner E4 Meters of Sault Ste. Marie appealed a court decision that Pierce be reprimanded for not declaring a conflict of interest. In his report to council, Gagnon wrote, "This memo is intended to ensure an appropriate degree of accountability and transparency." He went on to say the meeting's agenda contains a confidential letter with information from the city's solicitor John Mascarin of the Toronto law firm of Aird & Burless LLP. It's up to council to decide whether to handle the issue in open or closed session, after they read the letter. The issue dates back to 2019 when E4 Meters brought an application against Pierce under the province's Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. Pierce was responsible for all of his own legal defense costs to defend himself. The city also paid the legal costs for the then Integrity Commissioner E4M, as required by law. The judge ruled that Pierce did not benefit from his failure to disclose that he was a director of the Elliott Lake and North Shore Business Development Corporation, ELNOS, during a city meeting and that a reprimand for the breach was sufficient penalty. But E4 Meters felt the judge was too lenient and appealed his decision, arguing Pierce should have been kicked off council. Once again, the city paid the IC's legal costs despite Elliott Lake's objections to the appeal. Gagnon added, Count Pierce had no choice but to incur legal expenses in his defense to fight the appeal or step down from council. A panel of three judges at the divisional court ruled in favor of Count Pierce and was very clear in calling out E4M's erroneous interpretation of the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act and in questioning the necessity as well as the validity of bringing the appeal in the first place, Gagnon continued. The divisional court awarded $16,000 in costs to be paid to Pierce. Gagnon noted that E4 Meters takes the position the city is responsible for these costs while the city believes E4 Meters should be solely responsible, given that the company made its own call on filing the appeal. Either way, it all boils down to Pierce not receiving the money the court wants him to have. The SOW noted that Pierce's own lawyer, Douglas Elliott, has requested that all of his costs defending the appeal, not the original application, just the appeal, should be reimbursed. That would be an additional $12,000 on top of the $16,000 for a total of $28,000. The repayment suggestion comes before council at its next hybrid meeting on Monday night at 7 p.m. The meeting will be live-streamed on the City of Elliott Lake website.